Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Retail Refined, a market scale podcast with your host, me, Melissa Gonzalez. Today, I have my friend Giovanni Zacchiarelli on, who is the SVP of Global Visual Experience at Coach. And I always enjoy my conversations with him, so I'm happy I could share that with you. Some of you might know who follow the show for the past few years. I've had him on before, but it's been about 2 years somehow, and so much evolves and changes in that period of time. So we got to start the year at NRF. Giovanni teased the audience a little bit about the power of logic and magic and, you know, how that really creates something that's always pushing boundaries in all the right ways for the brand. But before we dive into a little bit inside the mind of Giovanni, Giovanni, please say hi to everybody. Maybe you can let everybody know what exactly that means to lead Global Visual Experience at Coach, and then we can get into a little conversation.
Hi, everybody, and thank you, Melissa, for having me today. So happy and good to see you again. Yeah. So I lead the Visual Experience at Coach. I've now been a coach for over 14 years. I started my career actually based in Hong Kong, where I stayed for 4 years leading visual merchandising and then moved into New York City 10 years ago. And now I call New York City my home. What a better place to get inspired every day. So, and what does visual experience mean as a coach? I think, first of all, it keeps changing and it keeps evolving because we move at the speed of the consumer. But in a nutshell, is anything that you kind of see the brand doing in the experiential world, whether it's through stores, pop-up activation, events, runway show, and most recently, anything to do with innovation in the digital world, the AI world, the AR world, et cetera, et cetera. And also very new for us into the food and beverage space. Mm-hmm. So thinking about creating those emotional connection with the consumer. So that's kind of like what my team does in a big way.
Yeah. Well, if anybody follows you on social media, they know what a globetrotter you are. And so I personally always like, where is Gio today? But I think that for the where you sit, right, and what you're leading, I mean, it's pretty expansive in terms of all the different touch points that you're kind of leading for the consumer and the brand. So you have to have that lens. But since you do, one of the things I wanted to start with was, you know, what trends are you seeing? We're now almost halfway into 2025. So what are the key trends you're seeing playing out? And what are you excited about?
Yeah, I think I'm excited to see brands innovating, mm-hmm. right? I think there's a mm-hmm. lot of copying around, and I think the brands that will succeed, in my opinion, are the brands that can really put the consumer in the heart of the experience and really come up and create something new and maybe fail a few times until they get it right, but really leaning into those new territories where you're merging not only physical and digital anymore, but adding community at the heart of it, which is the consumer. And we have been experimenting a lot of new initiatives, whether it's the Coach Play locations, whether it's the hospitality space, whether it's the Zepet and Roblox spaces. I think they all really merge those three aspects of the brand in a different way. And it's kind of exciting for an heritage brand like Coach mm-hmm. to kind of innovate in such a way, because we are harnessing and empowering and celebrating our roots, but at the same time, leaning in with this new audience, the Gen Z audience. So it's an exciting time. And I think this idea of experimentation and testing and learning is still going to be at the core mm-hmm. Next year mm-hmm. and for years to come. And I think that's what excites me the most, not just a coach, but even to see other brands kind of taking that experimentation path to really see what's possible out there in retail.
Absolutely. And you mentioned hospitality. And so I'm wearing a shirt that I actually purchased in Coach Play in Tokyo and Cat Avenue. And you have a cafe there. And, you know, over the past year or so, you've been launching cafes, you've been expanding upon that. You also now bars. I mean, we've also talked about airlines in the past. So how do you do that, what you mentioned, and that, you know, having a cafe in isolation isn't new, but how do you keep it so that it's genuine to the brand of Coach, but also forward thinking so that it adds that surprise and delight for the consumer in a way that is successful in gaining mind share and loyalty and community too?
Yeah, I think, first of all, thank you for visiting Castries. That's one of my favorite Coach Place stores, and mainly because it really leans into the local nuances of like Japanese culture. So a coffee shop that you see in Japan for Coach is very different we're going to see in Jersey Shore, for example. The idea is the same, but then the nuances, the design, and the menu, it's slightly different to kind of connect to the local culture. So I think that's one of the things that we're leaning into. But overall, when we talk about food and beverage right now, we have rolled out one restaurant, which is in Grand Indonesia, which is the one and only there, which has got a full hospitality experience day to night. We have rolled out a series of coffee shops in Coach Place stores and select outlet stores around the world. And this is an area that you're going to see an expansion of. And as of 2 weeks ago, we've also rolled out actually a Coach coffee truck in Japan, in Gotemba, for locations where maybe we don't have the real estate in our stores to drive traffic inside the spaces. And also, as of 2 weeks ago, as you have noted, we have opened our very first Coach bar in Singapore, within our Coach Play Singapore shophouse location. So again, you see how Coach Play locations have become this kind of like testing and learning experimentation. If you think about the first coffee shop actually opened in Singapore, Coach Play, only 2 years ago, and now we're on a rollout plan for the coffee shop. So we see the coffee shop more as a strategy of attracting Gen Z audiences into our spaces. So all of the coffee shop are actually attached to a Coach store. They are not standalone. And number one, we want additional Gen Z to cross the lease line to kind of come in. And the second one, what we have noticed and seen and experimenting is there is a much higher dwell time of customers coming to the stores. In some cases, up to twice or three times the length of time. Not just because the space is inviting and feels very New York City, but also because every single treat and every single drink is branded. Even the packaging, everything feels quite Instagrammable. So every single detail has not been spared from a design standpoint, which I'm sure you have seen and witnessed in Castries as well.
Yeah, because all of this is an opportunity for them to have an emotional connection to the brand, experience the brand, not just through handbag, as a product, but also this experience. And I can say, yes, I saw this in Tokyo and also even in Singapore. I mean, people lined up dressed, ready to take that picture in front of that window at your Coach Cafe in Shanghai. So when you think of those things, though, like the bar and the restaurants and the cafes, how do you and your team stay forward thinking about how that's going to manifest?
Yeah, so first of all, we now have an in-house food and beverage team, which kind of takes the lead more into the operational side to make sure that we stay ahead of trends. We also do a lot of one-day trips around cafes and hospitality locations around New York City. Also, when we travel, like I was most recently in Japan, for example, Seoul and Shanghai, and a lot of time on the trip was kind of spent on the hospitality front to really see what works and what resonates, of course. And then, as you said, I'm pretty active on social, so I think really get to see a lot of new openings in this space, and then a lot of literally like down to earth group chats with the creative team so that we are at the pulse of what's going on. My head of creative and myself will also spend a week in Milan this year. At the Milan Furniture Fair, which I must say was one of my best to date, and I used to go a lot when I was based in Europe. But we saw a lot of interesting movement when it comes to training, a lot of new ways to fully immerse customer into your brand. So I guess it's a multitude of ways in which we kind of get inspired, whether it's like physical, whether it's trips. A lot of online, also a lot of podcasts that my team and I kind of get to witness. And there's a lot of like Pinterest board, as you can imagine, with the team about things that are coming up. Not all ideas need to be executed now, right? There's a lot of things that sometimes sparkle ideation of some project that come up later. And sometimes we have a long lead time, sometimes we have a very short lead time. So I think having things, as we say, in the fridge, kind of ready to go is kind of like a good idea in the creative studio. And we do a lot of that today. I mean, we came back from Milan full of new ideas.
And you posted some really exciting ones. Is like one or two that you could share that really stood out to you of pushing boundaries?
I think the Google stood out to me. I think the IKEA stood out to me. I think New Balance stood out to me. Even Nespresso stood out to me, because I think those brands kind of went over and above where people expected them to do. And I think that resonated a lot with me. And I think they were merging the physical world with the digital world and then with the community world. Like, people were hanging out. Yeah. And I think that's very tough in today's environment. Also, like, Milan Furniture Fair is pretty competitive. And what I liked about Milan Furniture Fair this year was not just you had some of the more furniture brands, but you also had like big brands like Loro Piana, mm-hmm. for example, standing out and creating really, really strong immersive experiences by their brand ethos. So we definitely have a lot in the fridge now, ready to go for the next few seasons.
I love that. Yeah, because you do, you need, I try to do that too. Like, oh, I'm going to keep that and hopefully I'll remember it in my back pocket. But the other thing you mentioned here is the importance of community and culture with the brand. And I think in your exploration of these and with hospitality, there's an organic infusion of that, of hospitality as a bridge to community and culture. And so maybe we could talk a little bit about that. Like, what inspires you in that aspect, right? Or how are you taking the elements of hospitality that you're bringing into the retail experience as a way to be a nucleus of community and culture at Coach for your customer?
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, for people that have seen the evolution of Coach with the focus on Gen Z, have seen that consumers are at the heart of everything we do. Even from the briefing stage of those experiences, consumers are at the heart. We also spend a lot of time interviewing consumers. Ethnographic research, it's pretty key. So before we start any experiential, there is a lot of work that happens with the consumer insight team and our data analytics team to really understand what makes, for example, a consumer in Castries different than a consumer that is based in New York City, even if the experience is the same, so that maybe the customer journey can be nuanced differently already. And that's the only way to bring that community together, right? Because maybe somebody that ticks in New York does not tick in China or Shanghai or in Tokyo. Coffee shops are definitely at the heart of bringing those people together. Number one, you know, it's not just about the coffee itself. It's about the idea of gathering, being together. You know, like, for example, I use coffee every time I see a friend, yeah. right? So I'm one of a million, of course, I'm Italian, but that's become really a big trend here. And there is a lot of experiments that we can do in the flavor, whether it's the treats that we do, which are all very much branded. And Gen Z love it. Gen Z have, especially since post-pandemic, people want to be together. Mm-hmm. So I think the coffee mm-hmm. shop creates the third space that they've been wanting to do. And hopefully we see that the same thing with the bar that just opened there. Of course, different timing. But that's, I think that's really what we're trying to do. And whether it's a bar, whether it's an airline, whether it's a pop-up, whether it's a tabby experience, they're all meant to bring the consumer together. So we will never develop just an experience for the sake of just putting bags on shelves, right? Right? There's always an activity for people to, that's why when we did the tabby pop-ups a few years ago with the ice cream van that came with it, went viral through the university campuses, because it was not just about the tabby, it was more about, okay, what's your flavor of tabby? What's your flavor of ice cream? There was a personality test, and we see the activities help engage with the consumer, and of course get data and all of that. But the engagement becomes higher once you create a space for them to create, and for Coach specifically to self-express, because self-expression is at the heart of our DNA. Mm-hmm. And brand ethos.
Well, speaking of self-expression, right behind Gen Z is Alpha. And some of those are, you know, well, they're already influencers in the house. But they're starting to come of that age, right? When they're starting to like want that handbag and right, because the oldest Gen Alpha is preteen now, right? So how, if we think about the future, just to like kind of tie a bow on this segment, what is on your mind, right? When you think of the years ahead and how you can empower this self-creator generation that absolutely exists when it comes to Gen Alpha.
Well, it's so funny. When we launched our Zapeta and Roblox experience last year, it was designed and named at Gen Z, but we saw a large population of Gen Alpha actually participating in the game universe. So cannot spill the bean, but you're going to see a lot more into this sphere, mainly into the gaming world that's coming up very, very, very soon from Coach. You've also seen, for example, a partnership with WNBA in North America, which is
so exciting.
That's not just saying, of course, but you have a lot of Gen Alpha that kind of aspire to be that player, right? So which kind of like shares stories of like powerful women, not just about sports, but self-expression, how they come to be who they are. So I think you're going to see a lot of nuances coming from Coach. Our target will still remain Gen Z, but we've seen that the Gen Z has got an affinity to so many other generations, whether it's millennials or whether it's Gen Alpha. So we're going to continue to march and explore this territory. I would say coming up very shortly is more something within the digital platform.
Okay, that makes complete sense. As the audience knows, I have an alpha because I talk about her.
Yes.
And she's always creating in her world of Roblox. And, you know, that's very much a form of self-expression. And then I take her shopping and, you know, it's a muse for her, you know, and what she wants to buy in store. So a lot of exciting things you can do. But again, this is a quick one. So 15 minutes with Giovanni. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate you sharing your insights because, as I mentioned, you're always on the pulse. So if you don't follow Giovanni on socials already, you should. So you can see what he's always exploring and what's inspiring him to maybe inspire you. But thank you again for taking the time with us.
Pleasure, Melissa. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. Bye-bye.